Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, enliven these words, that we may know your presence within us, around us, and working through us. In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, one God. Amen. Please be seated. Very happy Pentecost to you, Pentecoste, 50th in Greek. So here we are, 50 days after Easter. We remember and we celebrate and we renew the coming of the Holy Spirit, that first time when those followers of Jesus gathered in Jerusalem, the Spirit that empowered them and emboldened them to go and to share the good news of Jesus' life and death, his ascension and his resurrection. So I see lots of red out there and around me. I've got my red sneakers on and my red socks. We have these amazing banners here that are flowing down, the flow of the Spirit. We're bringing to life for us this amazing working of the Spirit within us and around us and through us. On Easter, we celebrated this ultimate triumph of love over evil. And Jesus, God incarnate, coming down to live as one of us and to give himself as an offering, this ultimate example of sacrificial love, showing us that, yes, love does indeed always have the last word. Love always wins. And so we continue. We did this morning and we will do it again. Our Easter acclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen. And you respond,
the Lord
is risen indeed. Alleluia. We heard this amazing scene from Acts. There was a sound like the rush of violent wind. Divided tongues as of fire appeared and rested on each of them. I was just downstairs, and the little ones were making these great Holy Spirit hats they had with flames on them. And everyone began to speak, and not just to speak, but they shared the good news. They shared the good news of Jesus' life and examples and teaching, his death and his ascension as resurrection. And they shared it with each person in their own language, in a way that they could understand. The Holy Spirit came and empowered them, emboldened them, and gave them the words, exactly what they needed to speak to each person that good news of Jesus. What an amazing scene this is. All of them filled with the Holy Spirit, the men and women, and sharing the good news of Jesus. And of course, it wasn't just for this one day in this one place, for these one people. The Holy Spirit continues this bewildering and inspiring work in our world and in our time and in those individual contexts, those people that we meet. The Holy Spirit works through us, gives us the language, the words, the actions, the caring, the accompaniment that people need to feel and to understand that good news of Jesus' love, to know that they are loved, to know that they are valuable, to know that they belong. That Holy Spirit working still through us with each and every interaction that we have when we seek to share love, that love of God with others. Did you know that each one of us was baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now, there is a sort of Pentecostal version of this, right? But there's an Episcopal version of this as well. When we were baptized, right, we received and we were baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Holy baptism is full initiation by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. During our baptism service, we pray for the candidates, fill them with your holy and life-giving Spirit. And we pray over the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you by water and the Holy Spirit. You have bestowed upon your servants the forgiveness of sins and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them in your Holy Spirit. So when we receive this baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit indwelling. One of my favorite things to do as a priest and during the baptism service is to get this chrism that smells so wonderful. It's been blessed by the bishop, and to mark on those people from babies still being held to adults. And I mark on their forehead the sign of the cross. And I say to them, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. In our baptism, we receive this amazing power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is our guide, is our strength, and it is our comfort. And just like these first followers of Jesus gathered on that first Pentecost, God continues to send down that Holy Spirit on us and to rekindle and to renew that flame of the Spirit within us that we received at our baptism. We hear Jesus call the Spirit our advocate. I like that. It's someone speaking on our behalf, someone defending us, championing our cause. The Holy Spirit is in our corner. The Spirit watches over us and protects us and comforts us. The gift of the Spirit testifies. It says amen to the truth of God's goodness revealed in Jesus. To the truth of God's goodness revealed in the beginning, in creation, from the beginning. And revealed in our lives today, here and now, whenever and wherever love shines forth through our actions and through our words. And our catechism tells us we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit when we are brought into love and harmony with God, with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with all creation. This gift of the Holy Spirit that we received guides us and helps us to discern between what is good and right, what is worthy of our time and energy and care. And just like those first disciples at the first Pentecost, that Holy Spirit most definitely is still at work here and now in our lives, emboldening us, giving us courage, giving us those words, giving us that presence to share the good news of love that came through Jesus Christ. So may we, this Pentecost, recognize and receive the power of the Holy Spirit that flows within, around, and through us. And so may we be empowered to share the good news in Christ, the good news of our loving, liberating, and life-giving God. Come, Holy Spirit, come, fill our lives with an abiding sense of your presence and courage to share your love with our hurting world. Amen.